as we lean on this three-legged stool, for lack of a better term, for our long-term growth for pork consumption, the three-legged stool is really primarily focused on the pork loin. And so number one, as we've talked for some time, we have got to ensure consumers understand the right endpoint cooking temperature for pork that's safe, but really delivers the optimum eating experience. Less is more. And so, of course, we now have and have had for a few years, with USDA's approval and proven through science, the ability to safely serve pork at 145 degrees with a 3-minute rest. And so that's a huge opportunity for us to continue to find new ways with partnerships like Yumly to drill that message into consumers and change that mindset. So that's number one. Number two is how we merchandise the cuts, and we call that nomenclature. So what do we call the pork cuts? Not just necessarily an assorted pack of pork chops, but rather a porterhouse pork chop or a New York pork chop or a ribeye pork chop. So how we merchandise those cuts.